Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing What If Season 1, Episode 8. What If Ultron 1? All that and more of this that we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeffrey, how you doing, buddy?
Man, just like the old days.
Right? Just us, the two of us. No third person, no producer, just me and you, mono a TV show.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, it's just us here. I say it's just like the old days, and it's like I fell right into that old habit of as soon as you ask me how I'm doing, I'm like, man, and I say something.
Yeah.
Right back into it. It's like riding a bike.
Well, we're running super late because I was super late to start the watch party. So let's get into this episode of What If.
It's all Matt's fault.
We have no time to spare. No time to spare or despair. We have to talk about this Marvel episode.
We just gotta go.
Yeah.
We just gotta go for it. So.
No time for my crippling depression.
Spoiler alert in 3, 2, 1. Holy crap! Multiverse, we were right! We called it!
Yeah, we called it in multiple ways, but we all thought it was gonna be the multiverse breaking apart. Watu would get involved. He has not yet taken action, but it's definitely looks like he's going to. I mean, he fought off Ultron, but that was more reaction. I was right about they're going to go back to the beginning of what happened at the end of Thor. We're going to find out how Ultron did what he did. This is cool episode. Freaking badass. Again, with the anime of it all, right?
Yeah.
Very DBZ, as the kids say.
As the kids say.
You and Jay Scotty are the kids.
Yeah. You're doing great, old man. Good job.
That's me.
That's me, old man. I'm old man.
The one quibble.
Nope.
Freaking Thanos got pwned.
Thanos got wrecked like a bitch.
He had 5 stones. He only was lacking the soul.
Mind.
A mind, yeah. And he just Ultron killed Thanos? Is that how you think it'd go? A fully powered Ultron kills with one Infinity Stone, kills a Thanos with 5? I don't know, man.
Well, see, that's the thing, is Thanos with 5 still has to react to what's going on in front of him. Still has to react and activate a stone.
Yeah,
and
true.
This Thanos, Ultron went for the head.
That's what I was going to say. Ultron went for the head. That is absolutely right.
He went for the head, but he started at the dick. He just went, whoop, got him. He just fell in half.
Yeah, that's some crazy horror movie stuff. A character getting cut in half like that and just sort of slicing apart.
Yeah. But honestly, that's a DBZ thing. It's happened before.
Oh,
DBZ.
Yeah? There we go.
Right in half.
Man, and this whole intro to this episode with Hawkeye and Black Widow in their post-apocalypse mode.
Oh, yes. I finally got to see what that pop figure that I got in the What If box is all about. And she's a badass. I'm upset that the pop figure that I got did not have that Red Guardian shield in it.
Right? Oh, that should have had the Red Guardian shield.
I feel cheated.
That would have been a better misdirect, too, because you would have thought, oh, she must have stayed. Well, no, I was thinking she would have stayed in Russia and took her father's mantle. That would have been where my mind had gone. If I'd seen that pop figure, I was like, ooh, what if Natasha never switched sides? But no, it's just she found her a faux dad's shield in a storage locker. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I wish she'd mentioned that it was her dad's. Did she? She didn't. She just started throwing it around.
No, she picked it up and was like, hey, Clint, this is my color.
Yeah.
That was
super fun.
And he's just like, ugh.
He's like, I thought not anymore, but I guess whatever you're feeling girl.
I mean, it's not like there's countries anymore since Ultron has ruined literally everything.
Oh, man. Peace in our time in every corner of the universe is what he achieved in his own universe. And then he decides to go further out, and then he sees later, he sees the multiverse, and he's just like, there are many universes that need yeah. me.
He's like, so many worlds, mm-hmm. so much chaos.
Yeah, that was it. So much
they
chaos.
They need me. Is it, wasn't, oh shit, wasn't that the thing that Kang said? Wasn't Kang the one that was like, it was chaos?
Yeah, he did say that, but I think that's similar to what Ultron said, though, as well, in the original Age of Ultron. He's like, you know, all this war and chaos. So
Maybe it fit well.
I don't know that he was an exact reference to that, but it like, and that's the whole Ultron ethos. It's like, bring peace by all means, which in this case means killing every creature. You
destroying
know?
Everything. Oof.
That's crazy, man.
It was so nuts. Like, yeah. And I thought when he went to Xandar, like when Ultron went to Xandar and was like raining down, and then Captain Marvel was like, bah, out of nowhere, like tackles him through the planet, basically, yeah. like, into the planet. I thought, she's good. She's got this. She's got this for a little bit. Like, he's probably just going to throw her away. You know, she's going to have to circle back. Nope.
Yeah, no, it was, he like destroyed the whole, I mean, we get another, Ultron kills the Marvel Universe. Like, this is another one of those, like, everyone in the Marvel Universe is dead, except for, is it literally just two people alive? Is that all we have? How is he not on Earth? I mean, I guess he is seeking out Hawkeye and Black Widow, but like, how has he not just decimated Earth by now? Because he's got to know that he's losing people to them every once in a while.
I don't know.
Even if they don't connect to the hive mind to say who's doing it, like, he's got to know that, like, well, I lost 700 drones today, like, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I don't think he cares at this point.
Maybe.
Because, like, he literally can create them just by thinking about it.
Sure, that's true. Like
just
nanobots.
Kind of, like, waved his hand and had an army appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's just using the environment to create nanobots, I guess. So he's just going, and it seemed to get more and more from planet to planet. So he's just like collecting the raw materials for more Ultron bots as he goes around the universe. Huh.
It was nuts.
God, it was real nuts. And to see, they really did a good job with all the Hawkeye, Nat, and Arnim Zola stuff.
I loved
seeing Arnim Zola again, and like the idea that they have to team up with him is so much fun. That your team building instincts need work.
Yeah, we'll tell it to HR. I loved Clint's quips in this one. Like, he was such a dad joke guy. You know, like, he was such a dad joke guy, and he didn't have a family anymore, but he was still telling jokes.
Well, you mentioned his family, and like, as the nukes rain down over the world, he says, Laura.
Does that get a Laura Barton point?
You probably get a mention.
You get a mention point?
Yeah, right?
I think so.
Yeah, for sure. That's a
reference. I don't know who picked Laura Barton, but
I don't
should
either.
Be on there.
Oh, man. Run, watch. It doesn't matter. He tells Uatu. Like, we got, just when Thanos walked through the thing, I was like, man, we're going to see Thanos versus Ultron. That is so cool. And then, no, we did not. But then we got something that ended up being even cooler with Ultron versus Uatu. Like, who is the Uatu? Like, what culture is he from? Do we know?
It hasn't been said in
MCU.
Sure.
It is a
comics thing, though. He's a race that like ascended to, or he's part of a race that ascended to like some unbelievable amount of power. And they had, like a knockdown drag out fight type thing, to say like, we shouldn't give other people this technology or other worlds this technology, because, you know, they have to discover it on their own, and if you just give it to them prematurely, they're squander it. And then there were the other people that were like, no, we have to, you know, we have an obligation to help other cultures. And so they tried to help other cultures, and one of them, like, basically used it to kill everybody on their planet. Like, they just killed each other.
Mm.
And so when, like, the Watchers or whatever their race is, I forget what they're called, they went to that planet, did the thing, left, came back. And when they came back, it was just like, oh, everybody's dead. Well, guess giving technology to other people is a bad idea. We can only watch the whole universe from here on in. Like, that happened in the Original Sin comic line.
Mm.
Actually, no, that was Original Sin Zero, like number zero was the intro comic. Mm-hmm. You can hear all about that on the Source Pages, a reading collective.
Yeah.
Straight Up Panda Podcast.
Oh, I've been meaning to mention their WandaVision retrospective is up. If you guys are looking, meant to mention them in the last cast, but yeah, they're doing a WandaVision retrospective and it is up right now. So go check that out.
Speaking of WandaVision, this series, What If, has WandaVisioned us.
Like it seemed like one kind of show for the first four or five episodes and now it's something totally different. Yeah, for sure. And
I mean, they did it twice in 1 year, Matt. They did it twice in 1 year to us. Feige, you sneaky son of a bitch. You clever devil. You sandbagger.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You rascal. You lied to me.
I've always said it. Lie to me. No, I love the misdirect. And I think there's been like some speculation that might happen from even before the show started, but like, yeah, this was really cool. Oh my gosh. Galactus.
Not really, but kind of.
I mean, what else was that?
It was Ultron.
Swallowing the worlds.
Yeah.
That one shot.
Yeah. Where he was just like big mouth. Like he warped reality because he had the reality stone. He warped reality to be larger than that galaxy or whatever. And I'm just like, no. But yes, I got real strong.
Right.
Real strong Galactus vibes off of that one.
For sure. Because it was while he was going through the multiverse, like jumping through multiverses or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, it's when they were fighting, you know, between the multiverses. And then
I thought he was just showing up in a multiverse where, like, Galactus was there.
No, it wasn't like they showed up and Galactus is eating stuff. It was Watu landed and then he didn't see where Ultron was. And then he saw where Ultron was. It was everything.
Oh, like, gosh.
Just gigantic. And like, for the briefest of moments, I was like, oh shit, they did it. They did it. They made that version of Galactus
right. Possible. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to be this amorphous bullshit space cloud.
No. I mean, he won't be. I can't imagine that if they ever do a Galactus, it's going to be that. It's going to be similar to the comics version.
Do you think then that, like, the Ten Rings are the Ten Rings are a beacon for the Celestials, but Galactus is one of the Celestials, and it's basically like the Ten Rings are a dinner bell?
Ooh, maybe. Maybe so. Okay, getting back into this episode though, like,
yeah, sorry.
No, it's cool.
It's multiverse, man, it's all of it.
It's multiverse, it's everything. I really liked Listen Skynet. It's pretty great. I've seen the Evil Robot movie.
All of the old, you know, Pulp Fiction references, or not Pulp Fiction, but
Pop culture
references. God. All the pop culture references were just amazing. Like, I loved all of it.
Yeah.
I loved all the dad jokes from Clint. Every joke he made just stuck.
Yeah, they really
did. How crazy was it that, like, he's like robot arm Clint, and like,
oh yeah. How that was nuts.
The way that he was firing the bow was just like super fast robot arm movement.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the robot arm and their little interaction of like, don't say it. What?
Need a hand?
Need a hand? I'm not that cheesy.
You know, puns aren't my thing. And then it was like, he was like, no, they're my thing. I'm going to show you. See? Puns. I'm a dad.
He finds out, we find out Clinton's name is Clinton Francis, which is nice. Francis.
It's a family name after my meemaw.
Named after his meemaw. Man, just like, so we know Uatu is getting involved and going to get Doctor Strange, but do you think he's going to get the rest of the teams from all over the multiverse that we've met thus far?
Yeah, actually, I do. Yeah. Because like we've gotten some feedback today that you know, so many people are just like, "Hey, I never write in, but you said something wrong." So I have to correct you. And we said that there were 10 episodes in What If. There are not. There are 9.
I thought there were 10. Okay.
It was originally 10.
Apparently they had to bump the last one
to season 2 because of COVID.
Oh, well, that's scary. Do they still have an ending? I hope this has an ending. I hope they don't, like, pull a Walking Dead on us. Did you hear about that? Like, last year, Walking Dead got to its penultimate episode, like, and it just stopped.
That's awful.
Because of COVID, they had to stop shooting, and they were already, like, airing the season, so they just finished what they had shot, and it was, like, 2 episodes left, and they didn't ever bring a resolution to anything. So it wasn't like a natural stopping point. It was just like a weird moment where someone was getting attacked by a walker, and then it cut, and it's just next season you'll hear about what happens to that person. Like, what is happening right now? And they've done the cliffhanger thing before, but this wasn't even like a good cliffhanger. It was like really stupid. Yeah. It was bad.
Well, I hope that we get an ending, but we're getting a 9th episode next week. We're getting the finale.
Oh, that's the ending. Oh, wow.
Next week. The finale of season 1
is next week. Did not realize that. That's crazy. Okay.
So with this being the lead into that, yeah, he's got to get a team together, and he's got to be the Nick Fury of the multiverse.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of the Tony Stark.
I know. I feel like Doctor Strange is going to be the Tony Stark. He's like the one that gets kind of like approached first, and then like is going to go around to the rest of the multiverse and like lead the team. I like the reticence to get involved. He's like, I could intervene. And that whole Arnim Zola file thing was super fun.
My box.
But it was my box. I at least got that going for me. Yep. He says, if a hunger like this could reached into the multiverse.
Oof. A hunger, you say?
A hunger.
Like a zombie hunger?
Oh, yeah. Well, so here's the thing. I just said, are we going to get the multiverse? Are they going to get a tie into all these different places? But the thing is, like, we already have a tie into 3 of them. No, 4 of them. I mean, Ultron is clearly going to be involved, of course. And like Hawkeye and Nat are there. He went to get, I guess those are the 3. He went to get Hawkeye and Nat are still working on the Arnim Zola thing of it all. Like, all they got to do is get Arnim Zola to wherever they are. You got Doctor Strange, who he's already gone and gotten. And then you have Party Thor, who has already been like approached by Ultron. So like, we know that those 3 of the 7 are going to be involved.
Right. But also, let's consider for a moment.
Yeah.
That we also likely have, he's probably going to get the guy, or the survivors out of the zombieverse. Like, he's just going to pluck Peter and any other survivors. I can't remember who else was surviving, the survivor. So like Peter Parker with the Cloak of Levitation. Ah!
Huh.
Like, he can just go grab him.
Yeah, for sure.
Just right off of the boat, or the plane.
I think that's the reason he got Doctor Strange first, though, is, like, Doctor Strange can now... Doctor Strange has already played with dimensions and traveling through them. So like,
and he can summon anybody.
Yeah, so I think he's going to be jumping through the multiverse. And, like, you know, you mentioned it needs that someone's going to be the Tony, but we know who's going to be the Cap of this team.
Cap.
Yeah, Cap. Our very own Captain Carter.
Whew. Yep.
Exciting, man. Yep. And we talked about it last week, how like they can set these episodes in the in like any setting they want because it's animated, right? And right. like, I loved that we got the Siberian base again, and they animated it mm-hmm. so faithfully to similar. And I loved that the like super soldiers were not dead. Like the holes weren't in the cases. So there are like eight super soldiers in that room, and they were just like a weird Chekhov's gun that they didn't even deal with. They're just like, oh, there's eight, you know, Hydra super soldiers in this room. I guess whatever. I guess we'll just move on.
We got to visit so many places in this particular episode. Like you said, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
One of the things that I found like just crazy that they were able to do is they went to the Sovereign. Like when the Guardians of the Galaxy were supposed to be defending against the Aboleth.
Yeah.
Like they're sitting there shooting, and then whoop, here's Ultron, killed everybody.
We saw the Skrull.
Yeah.
We obviously saw Xandar. Oh man,
there's so many bonus points in this episode.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true for our fantasy game. Lots of bonus points.
Yep.
All right, let's see. Hawkeye's sacrifice, mirroring Nat's sacrifice was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. And oh my God, the art in that moment where like the tunnel itself or the shaft, whatever he's falling down, fades away and it's just him. And like that pose of like that power pose with the bow, the arrow right in between him and the rest of the horde under him, and the light shining down, the beams of light are all around him. Like, oh my God, the art in this episode was just so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, this is where they spent the money on the series. Like, huh.
I thought the art all along has been great, but this did have some really cool stuff. That fight scene between Uatu and Ultron was just freaking amazing. Yeah,
God. When they get to whatever planet that they land on, it doesn't matter because it got immediately leveled. Like, that is some DBZ level craziness. Like, it started off looking like a Star Wars megafauna kind of, or a megaflora, I guess, kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, Ultron just is like, nah, I don't want to deal with this bullshit. Let's flatten it all.
Yeah. Ugh. He's just going around. It's very much what we talked about, like him stepping into universes and just snapping to make everything go away. Except he seems to be doing kind of planet by planet. And like, ugh.
He seems to be doing it in a very pointed way with that. Like he was, you know, basically married to the Lance idea.
Right.
And like, I have to use this. This is my focus, you know,
mm-hmm.
where Thanos was just like, I have this one goal.
He's got the focus. And then, you know, speaking of Thanos, this episode again is all about Will, who has the will to.
Oh, you cannot compute my will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you lack the will to stop me. The measure
of my will, I think is what he said.
Yeah. Yep. Power of my will. Yeah. He says, you cannot compute the power of my will. He says, you lack the will to stop me. He says, you cannot compute the power of my will. That's so fun and exciting. And then shortly after that, I love that. Isn't this more fun than watching? And to be honest, a little less creepy on your part.
A lot less creepy on your part. Like, oh my God. I'm okay with them not having the original actor, voice actor. What was his name? James Spader. Jesus.
There we go.
Thank you, GoHerd77.
It's okay.
I'm okay with them not getting James Spader back because they put one of the best people into that role in this episode.
Huh.
Ross Marquand.
Okay. I don't know him, but I'm assuming good voice actor.
You know exactly who he is.
Okay.
He did the voice of Red Skull in Infinity War and Endgame.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Yep. I think he did great in this. He sounded so much like Spader.
He is a very, very talented impersonation master, I would all call right. him.
Cool.
So, like, he basically just stepped into, like, all right, I got to be James Spader now. Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, he was it.
And James Spader as Ultron is so much fun, and that he really pulled it off. A little less, and this is the writing more than the acting, but he's a little less,
quippy.
confused. And I think that that's the result of him not being so young. But like,
yeah,
in the there's a lot of chaos still within the like sort of like meandering nature of the Ultron at the beginning of Age of Ultron. Like he has less purpose. True. This one he knows his purpose and is just like knows exactly what he's planning to do. And of course it ends with, "You're ready to break your oath? You are." "You want me to say it, don't you?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear you say it.
So good.
I love how, like, even in his little pocket dimension that he's just sitting in and, like, basically living in the shadows, he's still just so freaking arrogant.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Like, Stephen Strange cannot get past his arrogance, even when the entire universe has collapsed on him because of his own arrogance.
Yeah. It's so crazy. So I really like this episode. It was really fun. And it's exciting that, so this was 7, right? Or was this 8?
This was 8.
Dang. So it is only one more episode. I really thought it was 2. Wow.
The final episode is next week, or rather the final episode of this first season is next week, and as the Beast 58235 says in the chat, it is the team up episode. Mm. What are they going to call it? Like, what if Guardians of the Multiverse came to save the multiverse? Like, that's hardly an episode title following the format.
What if Uatu broke his oath?
What if Uatu broke his oath? Matt, you got there.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. You got that. I got real excited for a second.
Thanks, bud.
I lost my mind.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm usually so much calmer.
So you're usually so much calmer. Yeah, I really, really liked it, man. Okay, let's do some predictions then. Final episode.
Okay.
What are they going to pull someone from all the episodes? All 8 episodes, I guess it is.
I think so. I think so. Because, you know, we got confirmation on Superior Strange.
Right. And we already know Party Thor is going to be there because he's already in it. He's going to be destroyed by then. We don't know.
We've seen him in the team-up shot in the trailer.
Oh, I haven't seen the trailer.
Well, it was like the first trailer way back when. It was a shot that was reminiscent of the OG Avengers shot where it like tracked around everybody.
Right, right, right. I guess I didn't know for sure that was actually happening at the time or if that was a production shot to like show us the series, you know. But it looks like it's happening.
I know that we're going to get Gamora.
Oh yeah, that's true. We are going to get Gamora.
We're going to get Gamora, but Gamora's going to have Thanos's like dual blade. Like that giant double sword.
I was trying to think if that might be the Gamora from Ultron's universe, like that's taking revenge for her father, but I don't think it is.
It can't be, unless there's something else that he loved.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Good call. Good call.
We're going to get Captain Carter. We're likely going to get T'Challa Star-Lord.
T'Challa Star-Lord?
Yeah. That makes the most sense.
I think right? So. Do you think we'll get Killmonger? Or will they go with someone else from that verse? I mean, Doctor Strange was just as much a villain in his universe. So I think
I would love to see that.
Me too. Me too. I feel like they have to. If they're going to pull somebody from that universe, it seems like it would be Killmonger.
Court OB just said in chat, Shuri. So Shuri could be our Stark Tech, the engineer of the group.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super excited. Oh.
Are they going to unleash zombie Wanda on this Ultron?
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Good job. That's Gail.
Well,
Giller.
That
in the chat.
That was a thing that happened in comics when they did the Battle World, when they did Secret Wars in 2015. They're like one of the things that they focused on was Age of Ultron and all the Ultron bots versus Marvel zombies. That was one of the giant world clash type of things.
That could absolutely be something they do is like, the whole world's covered with zombies anyway. Let's just bring them all here to take on all the bots. Like, we have you ever seen, well, spoiler alert for Firefly and Serenity. Have you seen Serenity?
Have you seen like a decade ago?
Yeah, but it's so freaking good. And if you haven't seen it, skip forward 30 seconds. So you've seen Serenity, right?
Yeah, a ton. Yeah.
The ending where they get all the Reavers to come fight for them, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that. Exactly that. Yep. to answer the question that the Beast 58235 put in chat, are you guys able to explain how the Infinity Stones work outside of their own universe after they told us in Loki they don't? That's not technically true. They didn't say that the stones don't work outside of their own universe. That's from comics. What we saw is that they don't work in the TVA. Specifically.
Yeah. They don't work in the TVA. They don't work outside of a universe, I guess.
Maybe the TVA exists in that space that Uatu, like, floats around in.
Could be.
In the space between.
Could be. Could be something similar to the quantum realm. It looked like the mirror dimension, but it seems like a place that accesses all worlds.
Yeah, well, if you recall, the mirror dimension, like, the way that it shows itself is all of those fractal designs going out, which is very similar to the way that that Scott entered the quantum realm and Hank entered the quantum realm, like all those fractal designs going
for sure, totally.
So that, and then like the way that all of these worlds seem to be in, you know, in between the universes and everything with where Uatu was, like, it all seemed to be roughly that same kind of thing all over the place. Like,
yeah,
it maybe universes are just made of glass and
okay. Dumb. Last question for the ending of the series. Will the series have an ending that resolves everything, or will it spill into something like Multiverse of Madness? I mean, we saw how Loki ended with, like, straight up opened up the multiverse so that Multiverse of Madness could exist. Like, will this contribute in some way to the fights of the future, or will it not?
I think that this series is definitely going to be witnessed in Multiverse of Madness. It might also be witnessed in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay, by witnessed, you just mean...
I think that we're going to see it in the background.
Okay.
But probably not interact with it.
I'm interested to see if, like maybe Uatu reprises his role and he's been through this or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that. They've got a great actor for it, and, like, I could totally see him actually being Uatu in some other form. Or, like we talked about with No Way Home, that Doctor Strange being this Doctor Strange. But I'm less and less thinking that based on how this series is going. Because it seems that he's going to, take on the baddies and try to step up and be a less selfish douche. So.
Yeah. Yeah. If we got, I like the idea of, you know, the Council of Kangs, Council of Reeds, like all of that. What if we got a Council of Doctor Stranges?
Ooh.
That all just like circled up being a badass sorcerer.
Definitely seems to make a lot of sense with his character, for sure. For sure.
He's like, I can only count on one person, me.
Yeah.
But it's not just one person.
Of course, some of the versions of him have destroyed the universe, so I don't know if he can exactly count on himself. Yeah.
He'll probably be like, oh, no, I get it. Yeah, I like Christine.
If I had a chance with her, too. Yeah, I would have done that. All right, let's see. Gail asks, what show starts after What If? And the next show is going to be Hawkeye, but it doesn't start till November 24th, I believe, which, yeah, we got a long way to wait. And Ms. Marvel has now been confirmed for 2022, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't go making claims.
I'm pretty sure. I at least saw that around this week. But I didn't see it when I ran up the news, so who knows? Maybe I'd have been a bad source. It could have been.
I mean, which is why I didn't... filming it earlier this year, I think.
Oh, yeah. I know it. But I don't know if that's... you know. Whatever.
Let's see. There's a Variety's Adam B. Very has since reported that he's confirmed that Ms. Marvel is pushed back to next year, but no official release date has yet been named beyond that.
Right. I guess that's what I saw. All right. Well, you guys, we've got to get out of here. This is our instant reaction. It's normally supposed to be a little shorter, but we're going to be back on Monday with lots more feedback. Actually, we're going to be back in your feed a whole lot in the next couple of days. We've got, I think there will be four more episodes in the feed before Monday, and then there's Monday's episodes. So, I'm sorry, three more after this one. So I'm going to put this up Wednesday. Tomorrow I'm dropping Venom, then Venom 2, then over the weekend we're going to have another feedback and news episode, and then we've got our Monday feedback episode. So we've got a lot of stuff coming at you guys. And I know there's been a ton of what if feedback this week. So, I can always tell when an episode is good straight up by how much feedback we get about it.
Yep.
And like today I had to avoid the email so much, so hard, because every hour it was like, what if spoilers? What if spoilers? What if spoilers, like, popping up?
Huh. I had somebody walk up to me, like middle of the, no, not even middle of the day. It was like, we have a morning stand up at 8:30 in the morning where like our team just gathers together and is like, all right, here's what I'm planning to work on today. And I had somebody walk up to me right before that and they were like, today's episode's real good. I was like, go away.
don't get near me. Your spoilers are going to, your spoiler cooties are going to rub off on me.
Ew. Put your mask on.
All right, guys. Well, that is all for the podcast. By the way, thanks Jessica Mai for all the bits throwing at us in chat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's to say that she loves us even if we're idiots.
That is appreciated. Thank you, Jess.
I appreciate the love.
We love you too, and we're idiots, so we need that.
Yeah. God, please.
Fully agree on both counts. All right. We will be back very soon. We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. If you, want to, it's like the last day probably for the review contest. Hit up the, I'll probably end up saying that tomorrow too. It's the last couple days for the review, drive. So if you want to give us a 5-star review, go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review, and you'll be entered to win a Nintendo Switch or an Oculus Quest of your choice. And we'll be back very soon. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.